Need funding for your real estate investment deal? Longhorn Investments is professional, reliable, and fast. Currently serving Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri, Alabama, and Indiana, Longhorn Investments, LLC is a direct private lender offering short-term acquisition and renovation capital to real estate investors for both residential and commercial assets. With Longhorn Investments, you can receive up to 75% of ARV, finance up to 100% of cost, close in 3 to 5 business days, no income requirements, a streamlined, simple approval process, and no prepayment penalty. Formed in 2008, Longhorn Investments has funded over 4,000 loans since its inception and includes complementary businesses, including a title company and real estate law practice. Longhorn's wealth of experience puts them in the unique position of being able to help investors throughout all aspects of each transaction. To get started today and see why Longhorn Investments is the superior lending experience, call and speak to Lawrence Hopkins at 314-749-7616. That's 314-749-7616. Or visit Longhorn Investments at longhorninvestments.com. Longhorn Investments, hard money lending simplified.
Universe Media Network, 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 Network.
Good day. I'm Samantha Smith with your United States real estate investing news. Working primarily with mom-and-pop real estate investors, New York-based company sees massive upside in creating tech-fueled partnerships through short-term rental agreements. Quoting Kristen Altus of Fox Business, the real estate market is going to change forever, according to one New York-based apartment rental agency. During an interview on Fox Business's Varney & Co. Wednesday, Daniel Mishen, founder and CEO of June Homes, said his company is growing to meet that demand. People are splitting time between cities. Younger people can't afford to sign 12-month leases, Mishen told host Stuart Varney. So people are looking for flexibility, convenience, and ease. Mishen, who became a successful entrepreneur in his native Ukraine before moving to the United States, is quickly building one of the world's largest housing companies without owning a single property. Report courtesy of Fox Business.
In the post-COVID world, we think that real estate is going to change forever. I mean, people are splitting time between cities. Younger people can't afford to sign 12-month leases. There's too much uncertainty in the air. They don't know where they're going to be in 12 months. People can't afford to prepay 2 to 3 months of rent upfront at lease signing. So people are looking for flexibility, convenience, and ease. They're not willing to take weeks off work to go apartment hunting anymore. This generation wants access, flexibility, and convenience in their app on their phone. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with real estate. So we are working with small mom-and-pop landlords to convert their multifamily or single-family homes in this new use that has a lot of demand, that decreases their vacancy time by 10 times, that allows them to eliminate broker fees, management fees, and stop paying various middlemen, which at the end of the day decreases the rental prices for consumers.
June Homes partners directly with landlords to offer tenants short-term furnished and renovated rentals in New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, and Philadelphia. The company never charges broker fees, and leases range anywhere between 1 to 18 months. June Homes is essentially decreasing the short-term rental prices by working with small mom-and-pop landlords versus large multi-billion-dollar real estate conglomerates, Mishen explained. We build an algorithm that finds apartments that are in slightly worse form than other apartments, slightly cheaper than other apartments, he continued. We partner with landlords, we renovate them in 72 hours and then put them back on the market under this new model. The CEO added that recent demand for short-term leases among millennials is creating a supply shortage that they're working to fix. Our tenant demand has grown 2.5 times just quarter over quarter, Mishen said. We're running out of apartments in all major U.S. cities, and the demand is there. A recent financial backing by venture investors is helping June Homes to boost supply. We are working with landlords to convert their multi-family or single-family homes in this new use that has a lot of demand, that decreases their vacancy time by 10 times, that allows them to eliminate broker fees, management fees, and stop paying various middlemen, Mishen clarified, which at the end of the day, decreases the rental prices for consumers. End quote. Since the start of the global pandemic, foreign real estate investment has plummeted drastically, but some analysts see a resurgence waiting for re-entry concluding travel restrictions. Quoting Jacob Passy of MarketWatch, the countrywide hot housing market exists despite a massive reduction in foreign investment over the course of the pandemic. Loosened travel restrictions may reignite foreign interest in U.S. real estate, pushing home prices even higher in certain markets in the process. On Monday, the White House announced that it would begin to allow international travelers to come to the U.S. if they could show proof of COVID-19 vaccination and of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of their departure. Since the pandemic began, travel restrictions have remained in place prohibiting entry to most international travelers from parts of the world with high levels of COVID transmission. These travel bans haven't just hurt the hospitality sector, it's also led to a significant downturn in international investment in U.S. real estate. International buyers only purchased 107,000 residential properties in the U.S. between April 2020 and March 2021, a 31% decrease from the previous year, according to data released in July by the National Association of Realtors. It represented the lowest level of foreign investment in a decade. The downturn was especially prominent among the top buyers of U.S. real estate. China, Canada, and Mexico regularly rank among the five largest buyers of American homes and condos, but the dollar volume of investments from these countries dropped by 50% or more this year. We've seen in the major markets a tremendous decline in foreign investments primarily due to travel restrictions, and separate from the travel restrictions, the lack of consular offices and embassies being open to give out visas, said Edward Mermelstein, founder of One and Only Holdings, a New York-based advisory firm for high-net-worth investors. Even before lockdowns and social distancing began in the U.S., real estate agents were reporting a downturn in interest from foreign buyers. As international travel quickly became challenging amid the pandemic's onset, buyers were less inclined to spend their money on American real estate. They are used to touching and feeling their investments, because for them the U.S. is their safety net, Mermelstein said of foreign investors. For them to not be able to look at and experience whatever they're putting their money into is a psychological issue. While some Americans have opted to purchase homes virtually during the pandemic, in many cases relying on video tours and 3D technology to get a sense of what the property looks like, there's not been the same degree of adoption of these methods from international buyers. During the pandemic, international buyers may have become even more hesitant about going this route. Another overseas issue, but one not related to foreign travel, Chinese property giant Evergrande has attracted a significant amount of attention over the past week after it hired financial advisors as analysts have raised concerns about a possible default. Fears that Evergrande's financial woes could turn into a repeat of the 2008 financial crisis caused a decline in the stock market earlier this week. There are also reports that indicate the Chinese government may move to split Evergrande into multiple entities in light of its troubles. The situation was a reminder of the primary reason why international investors continue to pump money into the U.S. real estate market, Mermelstein said. While China has had explosive growth over the last decade and more, Mermelstein said, the safety of the United States is something that's very hard to argue against. End quote. For this complete, in-depth report, see more info in the news notes. For our quick content suggestions this week, we have The Unpredictable New World of Buying and Selling Real Estate from Forbes, and Everything You Need to Know About Upstate New York's Booming Housing Market from MarketWatch. To research further, see links and more from these reports in the news notes. I'm Samantha Smith for United States Real Estate Investor News, UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com.
Let's face it, your property is ugly as f***. ARS Construction does it right, from roofing to exterior to all your interior needs. For a free roofing estimate, call now at 844-445-ROOF. That's 844-445-7663. Or visit AdvancedRoofSYS.com. That's AdvancedRoofSYS.com. ARS Construction, roofing and construction done right.
Universe Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.